What's up, y'all? Welcome to a new episode of the Misguided Goddess Podcast. I am the Misguided Goddess, Goddess Sion. Sisters, how y'all feeling? Brothers, are y'all all right? Like, what's going on? I know it's been like a year. It's been like a year. I had to take a year off. I had some stuff that I was dealing with, some stuff I was going through. We definitely will catch up on all of that. I have been having a lot of conversations that I'm like, you know what? More people need to hear this than just me and you. And to the people who I had those conversations with, thank you so much. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your journey. And thank you for allowing me to share my wisdom. I'm going to say that, to share my wisdom. Thank you for accepting it. And I hope that this podcast episode reaches everyone well. Peace and riches, blessings, loved ones. I'm so excited to be back on the air. This episode, I am also recording. I do want to try to get more into like putting the podcast up on YouTube. That's what I want to do. When I initially started this podcast, my intentions was to set it up for YouTube. And then I was just like, I'll just start it out doing, you know, using my little phone, using my Anchor app, which is now Spotify. So shout out to Spotify. Thank you all so much for listening. I am happy that you were attracted to this podcast, and I hope that you learned something today. So we do have a lot to talk about. Like I said, I've been gone for a year, and as the beautiful and wonderful Lil Kim once said, I was gone for a minute and I'm back with the jump off. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, let's get started. Let's just jump right on. And I am going to be looking down a little bit because I do have notes, because like I said, it's been a lot of conversations that I've been having that I've like dropped gems in certain conversations or shared wisdom with people. And they're like, you need to like put that out. Like, people need to hear you say that. Also, big, big shout out and thank you so, so much to everyone who checked on me while I was taking a little hiatus from the podcast, asking when is the podcast coming back. You all kept me motivated and inspired, and I do seriously, seriously, I thank you so much. For the people who have still been listening to the pod, even though I was not putting out new episodes, I appreciate you. Thank you. And I am looking forward to growing. I'm looking forward to growing. Y'all know one of my favorite sayings is growth is phenomenal. And that is something that inspires me. Like when I first started saying it, I was saying it to inspire myself because growth is phenomenal. Sometimes we get to a certain place and we kind of get content, we get comfortable, and we're like, you know what? I'm gonna just chill right here for a little while. And then we get comfortable, and then we kind of let our goals fall to the wayside, or we stop doing this and we create habits that are not the best for us. I know I'm not alone in that. Can I get an amen? So I just wanted to definitely say thank you to everybody who was like, see when the podcast coming back, like I miss your podcast, or asking about it, or like just anybody who asked me about it, anybody who supported my business, Gifts from a Goddess, I thank you so, so much. I don't know if, what am I trying to say? I don't know if you all, because some people are new, so y'all don't know me, so just allow me to reintroduce myself, because maybe somebody put you onto my podcast while I was taking, you know, my hiatus. But I am Goddess Sion, New Orleans native. I'm an entrepreneur. I own Gifts from a Goddess, where I sell lovely shea butters. We have cocoa butter dropping this month, and I am so excited. The cocoa butter tested through amazingly, and I cannot wait to put that out so that y'all could have my cocoa butter all on that sexy skin all summer long and have that skin popping and glowing and glistening and thing. But anyway, I'm also an author. I have a book that I released 2 years ago now. This time is flying. This time is flying. It's been 2 years since I released the affirmations book. It is still available on Amazon. So anything that I mentioned right now, the link is in my bio on all of my social media platforms. That's Goddess Sion on Instagram, or Misguided Goddess on Instagram, or Gifts from a Goddess on Instagram. It's there. I'm not hard to find at all. But I am also, in the time that I was off, I did two things. I am also a spiritual practitioner. I am also taking classes to become a life coach. So many people have asked me if I could be their life coach, and I didn't feel like I was in a place to kind of do that yet, but I was already doing it. I was already doing it, but I was like, you know what? Maybe I should get a license or something like that. So I have been licensed in coaching, and that's something that I have been working on, and I'm very excited to like share that more along the path that I, do that with the podcast and my little love, my loved ones, the community that I'm building. So I'm excited, but we'll get to all of that. Let's talk about the first thing that I want to talk about. God is where you've been at, y'all. Okay, so last summer, not even last summer, I'm skipping ahead. The last podcast episode, I went to a poetry reading, and the frequency in that building, I felt it in my cells. I felt it on a cellular level. It was incredible. I was so inspired. I was so created. I felt not, I was so created. Well, I was being creative because I still was working on like my digital art and things like that. And I really got an opportunity to pour into that. And that was, it was amazing. I did need to take a break from the podcast, but the things that I've learned and practiced and studied in that time, I'm so excited to share with y'all because it's life-changing. It's life-changing. And it was all for the best. It was all for my greater good. So I felt initially like after that podcast episode that I kind of thought that I was depressed. I have spoken before about mental health, and years ago I was diagnosed with two mental illnesses, and I thought that that was kind of coming back, and I was just like, oh my God, like what's happening? Like I'm talking to my therapist all the time and I'm like, I don't feel right. Like this isn't what the other episodes were like, so this is not that. And turns out it wasn't that. I was just exhausted. I was just exhausted. So I was able to take the summer off last summer and really just focus all of my energy on one, rest. Rest. Rest was the name of the game for me last summer. I needed to rest. I learned the importance of rest. I learned that, and they warn you when you start working on becoming like a spiritual practitioner that it can be a lot and it can weigh on you. And it did. It was just like not being tired, like sleepy, but just like my body just always felt like a weight was on my back. Like y'all ever seen that like COPD commercial? It's an old commercial where like the man was like laying down and it was like an elephant sitting on his chest. It was like that, but like for my whole body. It was crazy. And that's when I realized, like through my spiritual community, I do attend a spiritual center. It's called Agape. Shout out to Reverend Michael Bernard Bewitt. And me being a part of that community made me realize that that's what that was. Like, this is a season of rest for you. And we go through different seasons, and we have to like be present in each of those seasons. So that season was calling for me to rest. So the podcast stopped. I stopped writing. I stopped doing a lot of stuff. I stopped doing a lot of stuff. I kind of didn't travel as much. I was just like staying home and grounding and being out in the sun at the pool all the time. Mostly being out in the sun. Being out in the sun is always going to re-energize you. If you are having a bad day, I don't care how hot it is outside. Go get you a freeze pop or a popsicle or something. Go sit down. Let that sun. I tell this to people. Let that sun hit that neck. See, when that sun hits you on your neck, that's is re-energizing you. And that's really important, especially for people who like have been diagnosed with things like depression and anxiety. Being out in nature definitely helps. I'm not going to say that's the cure. There is no cure. You can't control it. It's going to come and go as it pleases. And that was something that I had to understand. So I had to give myself grace in that season and allow myself to rest. The job that I do, like my 9 to 5, When y'all watch this on YouTube, y'all gonna see me rolling my eyes. But anyway, the job that I do, it takes a lot of energy for someone who is an empath and who is highly sensitive. And you know, when you're an empath, you can like take on other people's energies. And I was taking on so much energy that it was becoming overwhelming. And it was becoming difficult to kind of decipher from that person's energy and my own energy. Now, I'm a self-aware person. So me not being able to decipher it was different for me. It was kind of scary, but I was able to do my journaling and get back to my gratitudes and checking in with myself. And also, when you are a highly sensitive person, a lot of people don't really know what that means. And it's a thing. It's more like a personality trait than anything. But it's like, you ever met a person who like can't be in certain light, or when they smell certain things, it's like really, really strong sensation and they just can't take it, or they'll be in a place, or this could be you. This could literally be you. You're in a place. And like, for instance, like a concert, and you can feel every person in there's energy. You can feel the artist who made the song that they're playing on the radio's energy. You can hear the DJ's energy who's playing the songs from the computer energy. And you just feel like you can feel all of that. And then all of a sudden you just feel depleted. You're a highly sensitive person. Welcome to the Now, for me, it's like, I just started all of a sudden. I feel like in my 20s, I just became this like highly sensitive person. Like, I don't remember having certain sensitivities growing up. But hey, like I said, we live life in seasons. You know, it's a continuous journey, but a lot of seasons. But anyway, so what I was doing on my break, like I said, spending a lot of time in the sun, I also spent a lot of time with my family. And I was able to work on cultivating relationships with like my siblings and my nieces and nephews, and I got to see my godchildren. And if you know me, you know that I am all about family. Like, I love my family. It's not a super huge family. It's getting bigger because it's a lot of nieces and nephews, but I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. And when I would talk about the relationships, like even with between siblings or with my mom, like talking about that with other people, they would talk about their situation with their mom, and I would be able to just tell them, like, well, with me and my mom, this is how we were able to cultivate our relationship. We were able to talk. I was able to ask questions, and she was able to give me answers. She was able to ask me questions, and I was able to give her answers. And we were able to put that together. We both respect each other. We both love each other, not only as mother and daughter, but as humans, as women, as people. Like, I won't disrespect any of her boundaries, and she won't disrespect mine. And I'm very grateful for that. And that's just one example. Like, that's literally me with my siblings, my friends. And I'm going to tell two stories about this. Like I said, I am self-aware. But it's always interesting when people who have been knowing you for years tell you something about yourself. And this is when I realized, like, all this, like, setting boundaries and stuff like that. At first, I thought that was new to me. And two people in my life proved to me it's not. My brother told me one day, this was a couple years ago, I get hyperfixated on things. So even in a family, I have five siblings. Even in a family of six children, I had a certain plate I would want to eat off of. I would have certain types of spoons and forks I would want to eat off of. But the cups, when it came to a cup that I liked, I'm only drinking out of this cup, and I'm drinking everything out of this cup. I'm still the same way. My brother told me one day he had made me something to drink. I can't remember what the drink was. And he put it in a particular cup. And he was visiting, so he wasn't like there with me every day to notice that. Well, he must have noticed that I was only using that cup again. But he was like, I remember one time when we were like maybe 11 or 12 or something like that, you had a cup and I tried to drink out that cup, and you fussed at me so bad, I never drank out another cup that I seen you drink out of ever again. And I was like, oh my gosh. I don't remember the reaction, but that is grade A Sion. And I do remember the cup that he's talking about. I went to Disney World as a kid, and I got like a creme. It was the 100th anniversary of Disney World, the one in Florida. And it was like a commemorative cup, and it had like 100 on it and all of the characters, and it was so cute. And somebody broke my mug. They broke like the handle off. That was my first straw. Don't touch my cups. And now all of my siblings, they'll gift me cups because they know I get hyper fixated on things, and it's just like a thing that just happens. And recently, my best friend, we best friends since seventh grade, first day of seventh grade. And she called me in the morning, and it was maybe like 9:48 or something like that, going on 10 o'clock. And she said, I answered the phone. What's up, Nikki? Hey, see, I know you don't like people calling you before 10 o'clock. And I'm like, wait, what? I don't recall ever telling her that. Like, we've had conversations where I've said that, but not like to her, because you're my best friend. You can call me anytime you want to. It's like you have those boundaries, but you don't, like, I set this boundary, but I didn't tell who. I guess I didn't get a do a better good enough job explaining to who that boundary. Like, I didn't do a good enough job explaining who those boundaries particularly pertain to. Because like, if you're in my core friend group or in my fam, like my siblings and my babies, of course, and of course my mama. I don't care where I'm at in the world. If my mama called me, I'm answering. I don't care if I'm at work on a call talking to a customer. Don't care. I'm answering the phone when my mama call. That's just it. That's just me. But it's certain people who, and y'all know, like, it's certain people in your life who you know if they called you at 8 o'clock in the morning, you wouldn't be like, why is this person calling me at 8 o'clock in the morning? Like, what could they possibly want? That's me. Like, don't be calling people between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. That's when you call people when you just want to chit chat. Like, if you going through something and you need to talk, call people between those hours. You know, I feel like, and I've always felt like that. Like, it's kind of rude to be calling people at 7 o'clock in the morning. Because you need to vent. That's insane to me. But anyway, but having those two conversations made me realize that I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky because there are people in the world who they haven't set boundaries and they don't know how to set boundaries. And when they do set those boundaries, they just let people walk all over them. And that made me realize I don't do that. When I put a boundary out, I'm gonna stand on that boundary. Like how the kids saying, the children is saying, well, they're standing on business. I stands on business, okay? Nothing but business. Been an entrepreneur since I was 10. Been standing on business, big business, okay? So anyway, what else did I want to tell y'all about? I want to talk about the importance of protecting your energy. I know that I have this certain, I've been told that. I'm not going to say I know that. I've been told that I have this certain image in which people see me as like a light being. And y'all who are like probably more spiritual will understand what I'm saying. But it's like, you know how people, they say like people are attracted to your energy or people are attracted to your light. That happens to me. Now, what lesson I had to learn was how to decipher between the people who deserve to be in your energy and the people who don't. Because of the fact that I went through what I went through last summer with feeling depleted by having a whole bunch of people just basically trauma dumping on me. Not everybody, but through my job, those people trauma dump. Like, they don't care. They're trauma dumping. Do not care. And then on top of that, I am very hands-on with like my nieces and nephews, and I'm, you know, having conversations. Like, I'm close with a lot of people, so they'll come to me like when something is going on or they're going through something, and we're going to talk about it and we're going to pray about it, and I'm going to do a tarot reading, and we're going to decipher what's happening, what's going on, and how can you listen to your intuition to get you to the next place, you know, what is that is a lot, and it takes a lot. And being a spiritual practitioner, that is literally it's possible that people are going to be attracted to you because they need that light, you know? And nothing's wrong with that. I'm not telling people not to ask for help. That's not what I'm telling people to do. But when you are a spiritual practitioner, you have to set certain boundaries so that you don't become depleted. And that was my lesson for last year. So, people in the world, and this is just how the world works, they're going to be attracted to your light. But some people are energy vampires. And see, them energy vampires, they don't know when to say when. And they will drain you. They will drain your light. They will drain your cup, however you want to put it. They will drain it. But it's on you to protect yourself from those people. You have to know when you are giving too much. And it's a thing more so for women, just because we are usually more like emotionally attuned with things. So we'll pour a lot of emotion into things that not that we are we're not supposed to do. And people, but that's some tea we gonna clock later. Being aware of yourself and being aware of your needs is going to be important in any type of relationship because you need balance. We all need balance. Like everybody in the world, you need balance in your life. That's why when people have like a bad work and home life balance, like if they're working this much and home is down here, those people are usually very stressed out. Those are the people who are usually very like tired all the time and always feeling drained and having health issues, and you're draining yourself. You're draining all of your energy and not replenishing your cup. And it's very important for you to replenish your cup. It's important for you to, just as much as you are giving of yourself, to make sure that you are also receiving. Like that's really important. And a lot of us have an issue not only asking for help, but receiving help. Like we will block our own blessings because the universe will align us with someone who is there to like help us and teach us and help us grow or inspire growth in us. And because we are such a giving, giving, giving person, we have issues with receiving help or receiving guidance. And that's something that I want us all to focus on moving forward. Like, are your relationships in balance? Are you giving as much as you're receiving? Are people as considerate of you and your needs as you are of theirs? Because if they are not, then it's time to like take a look at that relationship and see how you can fix that. And it doesn't always mean like going tit for tat. Like that's not what I'm saying here. But what I'm saying here is I want us to practice cultivating better relationships with each other so that I don't feel like you're just using me. Because there are people out there who are going to just use you. That's it. They going to use people. They chew them up, spit them out. Keep it moving, don't matter. But I feel like if more of us were to hear people talk about that, then they would become more aware of it in their own life, in their own reality, in their own relationships, in their own friend groups, in their own families. And being last year, I also had this very fun experience with my family. This started years ago with my sisters. We used to do Cousins Day, and all of my girl cousins will come together and we'll just hang out, chat, eat party food, play games, stuff like that. Kind of like a girls' night, basically. But we used to call it Cousins Day. We had a couple of them, and then we decided last year that we should put together like a big picnic and have all the cousins come because the cousins in my age range now, they have children, they have, spouses. And it's always going to be wise to get those kids together and get the cousins back together and get the family back together so that we can see, where we all are in the world now. Like, what are you up to? What are you doing? What are you working on? And more importantly, like, we grew up really close. So we grew up playing together and stuff like that. So for my nieces and nephews and my little cousins. We wanted the same for them. And it was a very fun day. It was a very hot day. It was a very hot day, but it was a very fun experience. And from that, we were able to see the like different types of relationships within our cousin group. So like we have these cousins who hang out with these cousins, but we're all cousins, so we like all do this together, or we'll all go here together. And that's truly a blessing. It's truly a blessing. It was an experience that I'm very grateful for, and it was a lot of fun. I spent a lot of time like putting that together, and not just me, like we had like a cousin group, and you know, we talked about it, made plans for it and everything. And it was a really fun day. That was one of my funnest days of 2023. So I just wanted to make sure that I said that too, since we were talking about cultivating relationships, because that was something that was very important and special to me. We had a very good time, and my nieces and nephews had so much fun. And they got to hang out with their cousins, so now they know who they're related to. So that was a lot of fun. I wanted to mention another experience that I had last year. We've discussed earlier in this episode where I said about people who are highly sensitive, where you can like go to like a concert or something like that, and you would be able to feel all of the energy in the room. And I've had that happen to me, and it was so overwhelming. But last year, I finally was able to go to a concert, enjoy the concert. I got to be on stage with my favorite rapper, and I was very excited. Shout out to Sonic League Radio. I was very excited, but I was more so excited that I was able to stay the whole time and really enjoy the show. And it wasn't, I was able to, I started to practice how to not take on those energies when I'm in public, because that's something that was really hard to learn how to do. But with a lot of practice, I did learn how to do it, and that was very exciting for me. So that was a really, really exciting experience. Now, I will say, because of today being Easter Sunday, while I am recording this, Beyonce just dropped Act Two. I know that last year I. No, it wasn't last year. It was year. Yeah, because Act One came out 2022. That CD changed my life forever. And this Act Two is giving me everything that I need. It's giving fun, it's giving love, ballads. Her creativity is a beautiful thing to witness. I realized when the album dropped, I do this every time Beyonce drops a new album. I go back and I start back from the beginning. So I'm listening to Destiny's Child, first Destiny's Child album with No 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 on it, because that's when I became a fan. And I realized that, yes, aging myself. But anyway, Beyonce has been giving us consecutive hits for 25 years. That is amazing to me. And y'all could say, well, there's people in the world who just feel like she's so overrated and they don't like her and they don't have nothing positive to say about her. I don't even pay attention to those people. I don't pay attention to them, because if you can't respect the craft, then that's on you. That's a you thing. Saying that she's overrated has never made sense to me, because she is one of the most humble celebrities that exists. And I don't even want to say celebrity. She's one of the most humble artists to exist. You know, like everybody, you know, she's the celebrity. Everybody loves Beyonce. But the only place that you really see that like small pocket of people is on the internet. But one thing about the internet to me, sometimes it could be creepy. So I just kind of not look at that. Okay. So I just want to make sure that I mention that. But see this album. My girl did her thing. And the fact that her mama, Miss Tina, said she finished this album with 27 tracks on it. She finished this album before she finished Act One. So the fact that Act One came out first, it was so revolutionary. On the song when she said, you know, I'm building my own foundation, you know, my motivation, I done found me a new salvation. Those were some words. Like, that's a testimony. And I'm pretty sure I've mentioned multiple times when I first heard Church Girl, I used to cry. I kind of still cry when I listen to Church Girl because it's such a soulful song. And if you're a girl who get it, then you get it. That's who Church Girls is for, the girls who get it. Church Girls is for the girls who get it. And y'all gonna know what I'm talking about. Wait, because you're gonna get it. You're gonna get what I'm saying. It's just, it really makes you so emotional. But this album, Jolene, of course, I love this version of Jolene. I was so excited because years ago, Dolly Parton said that she wanted Beyonce to sing Jolene. And B didn't give it to Jolene, Dolly gave it to Jolene. Okay. Alligator Tears is another song that I really like. I love Spaghetti because I love when Beyonce be rapping. I love when she sings, but I also love when she's rapping. What's the other songs? I do love River Dance. I actually 16 Carriages, it's a beautiful song, and it really helps you understand, like, it's like a little glimpse into how she feels like when she's on tour and away from her family. And you know, it takes a lot of sacrifice to be a musician and to be an artist. And that's something that I really do respect about her and for all the artists out there, like being away from home and being out in the world. Yes, you do get to like interact with your fans and stuff like that of your music or your craft or how whatever that may be for you. But I can understand that missing your family and being, even when I lived in Dallas, I miss my mama so much. I moved back home. Like you miss your family, but that it's a beautiful song to me. I also liked, I already said River Dance. Girl, what is this other song that I like? It's between Jolene and Alligator Tears, and I'm so sad that I am blanking on the name of it, but that's my Virgo's groove. I cannot think of the name of the song right now, and I don't have my other phone in front of me, so I can't pull it up, but we'll talk about that at a later date. I did also want to talk about when, because of me talking about the importance of cultivating relationships and how when you're an artist, you're sometimes far away from home and having to travel a lot. I've been watching a lot of documentaries, and I think that it's a beautiful thing that certain artists, they were able to have such an amazing career and just years of careers and different arts and having talent in so many different spaces, like Dionne Warwick, for example. Not only is she the baddie with the high cheekbones, okay, that's number one. Let's talk about that. That face is beautiful. She's a beautiful woman, and not only is she a beautiful woman, she has a beautiful spirit, and you can tell through the documentary. Her story was a very interesting story. She's a very talented woman. She went from singing to and writing and composing to becoming like an actual artist, like a painter type artist, is what I'm saying. And that was just a beautiful thing to watch. And then I also watched Donna Summer's documentary, and hers was more so because she passed. So rest in peace, Donna Summer's. But it was from the point of view of her children more than anything. And it had to be, it was, well, watching them put those pieces together, it was a beautiful thing. But it made me realize, you know, what we are doing when we're putting out our art, we're just putting out our art, you know, and generations to come are going to appreciate that art, and they're going to connect to it, you know. It's, and just how we are connecting to, say for instance, like I just said, the Act Two with Beyonce, how we are connecting to that album. In like 60 years, our great grandchildren are also going to connect to that album when they discover it in a pile of CDs that we used to have. Well, not CDs. I'm back collecting vinyls, y'all. So I still have some CDs, but I haven't been buying CDs. I'm not going to lie. I'm a streamer. I love Tidal. But I do still have like CDs of like my favorites. But I just got into like buying vinyls. So I have Act One on vinyl, and my best friend bought me a Marvin Gaye, I Want You album on vinyl. That's my favorite Marvin Gaye album. It goes from start to finish in this household. And even for instance, Marvin Gaye, like the soulfulness and the swagger and that laid back, like this man passed away years before I was even a glimmer in my daddy's eye. You know what I'm saying? I want to say he passed, like my dad was like 5 years old when Marvin Gaye passed away. And I can still appreciate that music and appreciate that artistry. And that's something that I had to look at myself and understand that you are an artist. You know, like I kept saying, and a big part of my break also was that I wasn't feeling as creative as I know that I have been and that I am. And I can say that I am because I am. And it made me not want to put out any art. It made me not want to share my podcast. It made me not want to work on digital art as much. It made me want to stop writing. And those are things that I love doing and it comes natural to me. But let me tell y'all, see that comparison? Y'all, just do yourself a favor. Try your best not to compare yourself to nobody and what they got going on. Oh my God. Because when I tell you, y'all don't know what them people have going on for real. And you just compare yourself to these strangers that you barely know. Even your friends, like you don't really know what's going on with them all the time. They don't always tell you everything. Trust me, they don't. And you can't be mad at that. Like, don't be mad at that. You know, respect it because we all create our own happiness. But just don't compare yourself. And like I said, we create our own happiness. So while what that person has is making them happy, you could say, oh, I want that. I want that. I want that. I want that. And then you get in and be like, oh, wait, I don't want this. I don't even much like this. I don't even like pineapple cold drink. Like, why did I even want this so bad like this? Just an example. And that's what was happening for me. Like, I wanted to do this huge podcast rebrand and do all of these different things. And it was so off. It was so off. It was so off brand. Because it's like, I started this podcast out just talking, just a girl in a microphone. And I want to keep it that way. Just a girl in a microphone, you know? And that's how I stay true to the Misguided Goddess title. Like, I've been misguided so many times, and I'm pretty sure all of y'all have been misguided multiple times as well. But it's the journey, you know? And I just want to talk about my journey. I have had a couple people ask me about co-hosting an episode with me. So, in this year, hopefully, if the Lord says the same, I will be able to have a few co-hosts, and I hope that we all can enjoy our time together. I miss y'all so much. I feel like I'm just talking and talking, talking again. I feel like I've been talking for 7 days straight. I tweeted that on Twitter last night. Like, I talk for a living, and then I talk on the phone a lot. And I mean, I have two phones for a reason. Technically three because of work, but I love it. I love it. I missed y'all so much. I hope that you all enjoyed this episode and understand that that's where I've been at. That's what I was working on. I have a notebook full of notes of what my next couple episodes are going to be about. I'm excited to talk about these different topics. I have wisdom to share. It's a lot of things that I've been seeing that I did not like or do not like, and I want to speak on those things. And we'll get to those bridges when we cross them. But thank you all so much for listening to my podcast, coming back again, being a part of this journey with me, being a part of this audience, being a part of this community. You know, I love my loved ones. Shout out to my loved ones. I also want to say shout out to Sonic League Radio. We have some huge news coming up soon, and I cannot wait to tell all of you about that. It's very exciting. I'm very excited. Y'all know I just be excited. I ain't gonna lie. That's the reason why I feel like the doctor was like, girl, you have anxiety. And I'm like, no, I'm not anxious. I'm excited. That's what this is. But no, I'm very excited about the things that we have coming up. Also, I want to make sure that I say this to all my girls who love a good lash. Make sure to shop Slaytex Beauty. Make sure to shop to all my girls who love their long bundles, curly hair. Get with my nieces, y'all. My baby started a business. I'm so happy. It's called 1587. They sell hair. They have a nice little sale going on right now. I'm very excited for them. My nephew also, my babies, y'all. My babies, they're getting big on me. Now they business owners and things. So my nephew, he has a clothing line dropping soon, coming up in the next few weeks, actually. And it's called Trey P Clothing. So I'm gonna definitely post all of that on my Instagram so that you all can get the links for that. There's always gifts from a goddess. Soon I will have a Patreon. That's something that I have been Setting up, it's already set up. I just haven't finished it yet, and I want to give it to y'all right. I don't want to just throw it out there, but I'm very excited about all of the things that we have coming up this year. I am looking forward to talking to y'all more. I'm looking forward to seeing y'all out in person more because your girl has been outside, okay? Mama been outside, all right? Well, not mama. I ain't nobody's mama. Love a lot. Well, ain't he been outside, okay? Ain't he been outside? Anyway, I'm gonna wrap this up. Thank you all again for listening. I missed y'all so much. I'm wishing you and your families all the best. Peace and richest blessings. I love y'all. Peace.